Today's Masech is Yoma Daf Nun. Our Daf begins with a teaching from Rav Yitzchak Napacha, arguing with Rav Ami based on the Pasuk of Vayikra Perek Dalet. He shows that a bull offering that had been slaughtered, and as the Rishonim explain, its fats and emurim had been burned, we see the Torah still calls it a bull, still calls it a par, even after the fact. Rav Ami deflects this question by adding a different meaning, but then the Gemara asks from the Pasuk by Yom Kippur, similar kind of issue, that even after the dam, even after the blood of the par, of the bull and the goat were brought into the Holy of Holies, in the Kodesh Kodashim, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, it's still called a par by the Torah. Rav Papa clarifies a point here, which we will go into, and he says, everyone agrees that when it's intact, when the goat is intact, the par is intact with its hide, its flesh, and its body waste, it's a bull. And there's a machlokes about the blood. That's a different question. We're turning back to the Igle Tal of Sochoshov Rebbe. This is in Melechas Gozes, Ozbeis, Siv Katan Tes. Going to be analyzing a piece of our Gemara that we study right now. Brings a Tosefta. The Tosefta found in Mesech Schulin. Brought by the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin. What's the Rambam say over there? Rambam writes, the one who is gozei is one who shears a lifeless animal, a dead animal, carcass, exempt. It's going to be exempt from the mitzvah, known as reishis hagez. This is a mitzvah from Dvarim Perek Yud Ches, that we were commanded to give the first shearing of the flock to the Kohanim. The minimum number of sheep to require this is to have 5, and there's no official Torah amount of how much of the wool has to actually be given over to the Kohen. This, of course, was one of the Matnos Kahuna, one of the 24 special gifts that were given to the Kohanim as a way to enable and empower them to serve the nation without the burden of having to earn a living on their own. And of course, in the case of Reishis HaGez, it was providing clothing for the Kohen Gadol. Explains the Kesef Mishon, the Rambam. This sheared wool does not need to go to the Kohen because this is called a sheep. This is not called a sheep when it's dead. It's also not called shearing either when the wool is not on a live animal. Hold on, says the Igle Tal. What about in terms of Hilchos Shabbos? Person really going to say that's permitted to do so on Shabbos? It's not forbidden. Malacha of Gozes. Of course it wouldn't say that. It would be a Malacha d'oraisa. It would be a violation of Shabbos. And our Gemara here clearly says, when all is said and done, this is still called a par. This is still called a bull. Explains the Igle Tal. The mitzvah of Reishis HaGez is unique. The Torah uses the phrase Reishis HaGez Tzonecha, talking about the shearing of the wool of the sheep. Meaning the obligation is when one separates the wool from the sheep. But in Hilchos Shabbos, the issue of Gozes, the whole violation of Shabbos, is when one separates the shearing from the skin. So all the animals alive, the skin and the flesh are attached. So shearing from the skin is like doing it from the sheep. But this wouldn't stand if the sheep was no longer alive. This, of course, is a two double-edged sword to teach this idea. The mitzvahs that Hashem gave us are opportunities. Even the death of the sheep can prevent one from doing a mitzvah as an obligation. And we see that mitzvah opportunity is no longer there with the wool from a dead sheep. So we see reminded of the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Yafesh Sha'achas B'olam Hazeh, to grab every opportunity while Hashem gives us the life and breath to do so.